Imagine you are standing beside Lake Tiberias with some of the disciples. It is early evening. What is the weather like? And how are the waters today? Calm or troubled? Are there other people about? Is it noisy or quiet? Are there birds in the sky? Boats on the water? You know that Jesus has risen from the dead, but you don't quite know what you're supposed to do with yourselves. What is the mood of the group? How do you feel? Simon Peter says he's going fishing. So you and the other disciples look for a boat. You find one. What does it look like? How big is it? Is it new? Or is it stained and covered in barnacles? You push the boat out into the waters. What is it like to wade through the water? Is the water cold or warm? What can you feel under your feet? How do you get into the boat? You find the fishing nets and work with the disciples to throw them out over the side of the boat. Are they heavy or light? Fine or coarse? Wet or dry? How big are they? You settle back into your seat. What do you do while you wait? Do you talk with the other disciples or sit in silence? Night is falling and it's getting cold. You wrap a blanket around yourself and the rocking of the boat sends you to sleep. You wake to the sound of the dawn chorus, but the sun has not yet risen. How do you feel? Are you well rested or exhausted? Thirsty? Hungry? Warm or cold? You remember the fishing nets. The other disciples start moving, and between you, you pull in the net. All you can see is seaweed. How do you feel when you realise the nets are empty? How is everyone else reacting? What is the mood on the boat? The sky becomes lighter. Can you see the sunrise? What does the sky look like? You scan the horizon and notice someone on the beach. What do they look like? What are they doing? They ask you about your fishing trip. How does it feel to admit you haven't caught anything? The person tells you to try again with the net on the other side. How does that make you feel? Surprised? Annoyed? Curious? The disciples decide to give it a go. You help them throw the nets out again. Are you hopeful or just going through the motions? Immediately, the net starts moving. There's a commotion in the water. The disciples start to get excited and try to pull the net back in, but they can't manage. They call you over to help them. How does it feel to drag on the heavy net? See the slithering silver scales of the fish catching the morning light. As you're struggling with the net, John says it must be Jesus on the beach. How do you react to this news? Simon Peter jumps into the water and swims to the shore. What do you want to do? Do you help drag the net to shore? Or do you jump into the water after Simon Peter? You reach the shore and scramble over the beach. Is it sandy or full of pebbles? You glance to the side and see the catch of fish. A couple of disciples are putting them into piles to count them. 153 and the net not even torn, they shout and laugh together. Where is Jesus? You smell freshly grilled fish and smoke from a fire. Your mouth waters and the smoke stings your eyes. Jesus calls out, "Come and have breakfast." What does he look like? How does it feel to be near him? He takes a loaf of bread and breaks it into pieces. He looks you in the eye as he hands you the bread. What does that look say to you? Then he takes a fish and breaks it apart. Fat drips down his fingers as he hands it to you. How does it taste? Is it hot? What about the bones? Is the skin crispy? When everyone has finished eating, Jesus calls you to one side. You follow him. He says your name and asks, "Do you love me?" What do you say? What does Jesus say back to you? And how do you respond? In the last part of the exercise, talk to God freely about what you have experienced in this prayer. Take as much time as you want to do this, and then simply rest in God's presence.